The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Jason Smith, the fittest man in Africa. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks a lot, guys.
What makes you the fittest man in Africa? Where did that title come from? Well, I'm just asking.
I know.
This is what I mean. Fill me in. What happened?
So basically, we start the beginning of the year. It's a online competition around the world, which qualifies you step by step. There's the open, the quarterfinals, and then this last weekend we had the semifinals, which is basically the fittest in Africa get together. It was top 30 males, and out of those top, obviously the top contender goes to the CrossFit Games, which will be in August.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah.
In the States. And there's only one place for the whole of Africa, right? Yes. So it was athletes from Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia.
It's like we're on a world tour again.
I tell you, right?
Taylor Swift can't come here. We can only send one person to the CrossFit Games.
Exactly.
It's fine. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, awesome.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 2008, okay. And competing since 2009. So
15 solid years of being fit.
A long time, yes.
Yeah.
Also, Jason, you were the oldest man in the field. Am I right?
Yes.
Can I say how old you are?
Yes, you can.
Jason at 39 was the oldest man in the field. And you went last year.
I'm 40. I'm out. I can't do it.
You still got a chance.
Were you the fittest in Africa last year as well?
I wasn't. I came second by a few points. Missed out last year. But before that was for the last, since 2013. So last 10 years.
Can I ask a non-fitness question? As a person who doesn't understand it. So this competition that has happened for the fittest man in Africa, for us who don't understand CrossFit, like what is involved in the actual competition? Are you bench pressing heavy things? Are you running? Like, what's the vibe?
Well, that's the thing with CrossFit is you kind of prepare yourself for everything and anything. And on the weekend of competition, it's over 3 days, they threw 7 events at us.
Yeah.
And it can be anything from running, rowing, sled pulls, sled pushes, weightlifting, powerlifting,
gymnastics.
You've got to sort of be an all-rounder.
The best all-rounder will basically come out on top at the end of the weekend.
Because I tell you, Jason's sitting here, he looks like he should be wearing number 7 for the box. That's what we're talking about here.
No, but I promise you, like, just watching all the athletes, because I'm a newbie and I talk about CrossFit on the show all the time. I mean, I did the open badly.
Okay, awesome.
But I did it.
Oh, great.
But the thing is that watching all of these athletes over the weekend, you have to be good at everything. You can't just be good at lifting weights. You can't just be good at pulling stuff or pushing stuff. You've got to be able to incorporate all the gymnastic movements as well. And it's hectic. Yeah. And you watch these guys and it's just like butter, smooth, and they're dying, but it's smooth.
You gotta look good while struggling.
Yeah, we make it look easy, but it's not, I promise.
I need to ask a question, and I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. I got squat. I got squatted. What's the word when it happens to you?
Rob was squatted.
Squatted. We're hanging out with the fittest man in Africa.
Yes, Jason Smith is in the studio at Drive with Robin Ross today.
Jason Smith is here. We're going to give him a high five.
Yes.
What's up?
Our digital producer said to Jason, "Do you think you could squat Rob?" And the answer was yes.
Yes.
And now there is a video on our Jacka Drive Instagram reels.
Yeah.
Of me getting
squatted.
It is absolutely brilliant. And not only did he go, "Yeah, I can squat," and then in the video he goes, "How many do you want me to do?" No one rep max is here.
All 6'4" of me getting like I'm a bag of potatoes.
Yes, super net. So Jason, how do you prepare now for the next step in your journey? Let's get serious, because you are going to be the representative not only of South Africa, but of the whole continent.
Yes.
There's one place.
Yeah. Hi, Rob here from Jacaranda FM. Let me make this a two-part question. And how do you feel about getting to represent Africa?
Yeah.
So this will be my fourth time going to the CrossFit Games. I first went in 2017. I finished up 10th, which I think was the best out of all South Africans or Africans to go to the Games. That is the best position. Preparing for this year, it's like I said, you're kind of preparing for the unknown.
Mm.
You doing as much as you can, get as fit as you can, get as strong as you can for all disciplines of fitness and strength. And just hope that whatever they throw at you over the weekend, I mean, a weekend, I think we're competing from Tuesday to Sunday. So you've got 5 days of competition, 5 or 6 days. And I mean, you could have up to 15, 17 workouts over those days.
Oy.
So yeah, there's lots to prepare for. But I have done it before, so I kind of know what to expect and what should be coming. So I just, you know, kind of train for that.
Yeah.
What are your expectations in terms of the other competitors? I know you just kind of have to focus on yourself, but surely that's got to get in your head at some point as well.
It does. And I think compared to 2017, there's a lot newer athletes and stronger athletes, younger athletes that have come up. I am the oldest going there this year. So it is going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough, but I think all I can do is just try my hardest and know that I can obviously get to the position that I'm able to.
Mm-hmm.
And just, hope for the best.
Does it feel good now that this is your fourth time representing the entire continent at a World Games as the fittest man in Africa? Like, are there oaks chomping at your heels, or do you just get to walk around every day and be like, I am the beast?
I wish I felt like that, but it kind of sunk in yesterday that I had won and that I'm going to the games and representing Africa and South Africa. So it is amazing. And I've been doing this for 10 years, so you know, since 2013 I've kind of been at the top, you know, not blowing my own trumpet, but
you should.
I've pushed myself to be the best, and when I get stuck in and put my mind to something, it kind of comes out.
Jason, I just want to ask you in closing, like I always mention that I'm in kind of a newbie CrossFitter. I've only been doing it for like 9 months now, and I'm obsessed. I love it.
Awesome.
But so many people are intimidated by it, and like, why do you think people should do the sport? I mean, I can say it until I'm blue in the face, but I'm not the fittest person in Africa.
Yeah.
You are. So why should people start CrossFit? And why should people watch the games when you go to Madison in August?
So there's two sides. You, for the newbie or the new someone trying to get into CrossFit, if you go and watch the CrossFit games, you might be very intimidated because they're just animals that side. And, you know, to see the things that they do, the average person goes, well, I'm never going to do that, so I'm not even going to try. But then you get the other side where CrossFit is, the majority of CrossFit around the world is to make people better, make people healthier, make them move better. And I think that's what people don't see when they go on YouTube CrossFit or Google CrossFit. They don't see that side. And I think that's probably more important to everyone and the members that, like, I've got in my gym and the members that go to the gym, is to actually just get up, get off the couch, go to the CrossFit gym. And every gym is pretty much the same around the world, yeah, CrossFit wise. They welcome you with open arms. You have your trial, enjoy the process, and just get stuck in, because I promise you, by week 2-3, you're going to love it. And people just fall in love with it because you are doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it in a group. It's not one-on-one with a personal trainer. It's in a group class, so you make friends, and you just, you'll fall in love with it.
Well, we will be there and supporting. Congratulations on
the
win.
Thank you very much, guys.
Congratulations on being the four-time fittest man in Africa, which just boggles my mind. If you want to go and watch the video of Jason literally squatting me, it is on our Jacka Drive Instagram page. Dude, thank you so much for coming
in. Guys, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
We are so excited for you, and we're going to be watching you and rooting for you. Well done, man. Great. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Drive with Robin Ross, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.